Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, you know what is complicated is this whole great resignation. Is it real? Is it not real? And is it something that South Africans need to be concerned about? Are we seeing this happening here? I've certainly seen it with regard to articles around the United States, but how relevant is it to South Africa? Amy McNamara, Group Human Capital Executive for Capital Appreciation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Morning, Howard. I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So this term great resignation, it's suddenly everywhere, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Where does it come from? What is the basis for this?
So the term itself was coined in the US, and it refers to the trend of workers quitting en masse amid the COVID-19 pandemic. And largely as a result of, I think, changes in priorities, employees wanting a bit more work-life balance rather than the burnout, that they were experiencing under COVID. And I think COVID really has ushered in a new era of choice. I think more notably, however, in the States rather than in South Africa. Mm-hmm. I think to a lesser extent, we are seeing it in SA.
But what's interesting is we've got our own factors here, haven't we? When people are nervous about the future of the country, Eskom's playing a role, then we might have other factors that could cause people to say, if I'm working remotely in Johannesburg, I might as well go and live elsewhere in the world and work remotely there.
And, not even necessarily having to emigrate. You could also work for an offshore company, but stay in your home in South Africa. And I think that was what COVID had transformed from a workplace perspective very quickly, is that there was a lot more option for employees, particularly highly technical mobile workforce. And to your point, immigration, we've definitely seen in the past 2 years, Howard, undoubtedly the numbers of immigrations have spiked. But also, as I said, people who are leaving their current local South African employer to work for offshore companies.
Is the fact that people are working remotely, does that mean that they're less connected to the company itself, which means it's actually easier to leave? If I'm resigning, if I'm working at home anyway, and I'm not as connected, I'm not going in, I'm not being I'm not as close with people around me, my work colleagues, doesn't it make it easier to just say, all right, I'm going to leave there and I'm going to go to somewhere else?
I think you're right, Howard. I think, we've definitely seen organizational cultures languishing. You're not as connected. And it's a bit of a double-edged sword because we work in a fintech environment and a lot of our skills want to work at home. But then, do miss out on the cultural and collegiality aspects of the social work environment, water cooler talk. Right. I also think that employees, because they don't have that exposure to the water cooler talk, are not necessarily as close to where the organization is going. And unless companies are really making a very strategic focus around their communication, a lot of the exciting, what's coming down the line, where are we heading sort of messages, don't actually get to the employee. And as a result, they don't feel that, that maybe they're part of whatever the company's planning on and how exciting their part of it could be.
I know there's no simple answers, and it's not as simple as saying, do these three things and you reduce your chances of people leaving. But what are some of the more important things that companies need to do to retain their good personnel?
So I do think that the hybrid work model is here to stay, and I think that we need to allow for that flexibility. So that for me is a very big factor. I do still think that, we need to be a lot more communicative and show me any organization that doesn't have challenges around communication. But I think to have a deliberate strategy around how we communicate, how often we communicate, and to encourage our employees as much as possible to come into the office, not just for work, but for, town hall sessions, knowledge sharing, creating labs or setups where employees can idea share, I think are key.
Amy McNamara, Group Human Capital Executive for Capital Appreciation, talking to us about the Great Resignation.